colleagues, good morning in this beautiful weather, but inside is very nice here. I'm Parich, the director of the Institute of Musicology, Research Center for the Humanities, Hungarian Academy of Sciences. As the host of this event, it is a great pleasure for me to welcome you to the International Symposium Nationalism in Music in the Totalitarian State between 1945 and 1989, organized by one of our departments, the Archives and Research Group for 21st Century Hungarian Music. The title of the conference is Make No Secret That It Is About Us, the people and countries of Central and Eastern Europe, the region of the old continent, which, as the result of the game of the great powers, became subordinate to the Soviet Union, to the Bolshevik dictatorship in 1945. And we lived almost 50 years in the totalitarian state. Nationalism has, of course, a longer story or tradition in this part of Europe. According to the definition of the Oxford English Dictionary, nationalism is an extreme form of patriotism marked by a feeling of superiority over other countries or people. There are other definitions, not so rigorous, emphasizing the individual identifying with or becoming attached to one's nations, but all of them connect the concept to the development of the nation states. This process was very complex in Central and Eastern Europe, influenced by the interest of great powers of Europe, divide et impera. The history of the 20th century certainly did not save the people of Central and Eastern Europe from a lot of bloody moral and ethnic conflicts. The two world wars shut down these conflicts only on the surface. The repressed and socially unresolved trauma had lived underneath, and partly they have been living up to this day. So we can say this is a common story with different narratives. We are all permanently repeating our own versions, and this Babel was not absent during the communist period, and only it was forbidden to some. The official ideology was the proletarian internationalism dictated from Moscow. It was regarded as antagonistic to nationalism, and it aimed the fusion of the worker on international level by the help of class struggle to the conflict of interest between the workers and the ruling class in the capitalist society, regarded as inevitably violent. We all remember the so-called anthem of the Second International, which was used by the Bolshevik communist parties of the socialist regime and was widespread in our countries as well. This is the final struggle. Let us look together, and tomorrow the international will be the human race. And we still know the melody of this song as well. This would be the music of internationalism. Then what would be the music of nationalism in this context? The music influenced by an idea should have disappeared in socialist communist totalitarian system by default. I'm sure that this symposium will show us the peculiarities of different countries in the context of nationalism versus internationalism, serving new data to the musical life, the musical repertoire, the compositions of this period, the tendencies, and we can get acquainted with each other's narratives of our common story from the Bolshevik totalitarian regime's point of view. Many thanks to Anna Dalos, head of the Archives and Research Group for the 21st Century Hungarian Music, who was both the spirit and the engine of the organization. And I thank you all, dear guests, the participants of this conference, for accepting our invitation. I wish you all a very nice and fruitful symposium and a pleasant stay in Budapest. And now, let me start. I ask Professor Richard Taraskin to deliver the keynote address of the first day.